This is Northwest News from KPLU. The vote in the House last Friday that effectively stalled President Obama's push for a big Asia-Pacific trade deal has brought attention to a little-known worker assistance program. It's designed to help Americans who lose their jobs due to global trade. Under the president's trade bill, it would have been retooled. But Democrats in the House torpedoed that idea as a way to put the brakes on the larger trade legislation. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross spoke with workers who have benefited from the assistance program over the years.
How often do you get to start a trade story with a little nirvana? When you drive into Aberdeen, Washington, you see a welcome sign that says, "Come as you are," a tribute to Nirvana singer Kurt Cobain, who grew up here. That grunge sound grew out of tough economic times in the early 90s, and it's not great today. There are boarded up storefronts downtown. As global trade has grown, this area has not fared well.
My dad worked at the pulp mill at Rainier, over in Hoquiam, the one that's no longer there.
Brad Pirog is standing out in his yard, describing everyone on his block who worked in the mills. Not many do anymore, including him. On a January day, 2009, he was supposed to work the night shift at the Weyerhaeuser sawmill in Aberdeen. In the afternoon, his buddy called and said, "Want to go fishing tomorrow?"
Yeah, and I said, "Well, we got to work tomorrow." He says, "Well, no, we don't. We got some time off." And I says, "What, are we laid off or what?" And he said, "Nope, they just pulled the plug. The mill's done."
He'd spent 25 years working there. His wife worked there. All his friends worked there.
We weren't able to compete with subsidized Canadian lumber.
That's not the only reason, but the U.S. Department of Labor agreed that imports were a factor. So Pirog and his coworkers qualified for trade adjustment assistance. It's been around since the 60s and was created as a way to help those folks who wind up on the losing end of global trade. Pirog went to a meeting with union reps and state officials to find out what kind of help he could get.
And I said, "Since I've already got an associate's degree, can I go get a bachelor's?" And they said, "You know, it has to be something that you can actually get a job in." And I said, "Well, I want to get a bachelor's in computer science."
Boom. It was like he said the magic words. They got him into the Evergreen State College in Olympia within 3 weeks. And now, 6 years later, he's a software developer. There's a person in Washington State who helps make that happen for lots of people.
I'm Bill Messenger, the Washington State Labor Council.
Before this, Messenger spent more than 30 years working in a pulp mill himself.
Do you remember when you first heard of trade adjustment assistance?
That would be when we were given the closure notice. I had never heard of it before.
Many people haven't heard of it, but trade adjustment assistance offers benefits nationally to about 100,000 people a year. Once he lost his pulp mill job, Messenger came to work for the State Labor Council to help workers apply for this program. He's almost like a bereavement counselor, showing up at factories right after employees find out they're losing their jobs.
Up to 800 people, 900 people, all in one facility, you know, looking at you like, what now?
Messenger says he's helped thousands of workers in Washington State get benefits. Now that program may be in jeopardy.
As a Democrat, I think I would call on my fellow Democrat colleagues to change their minds.
That's Democratic Representative Rick Larson. He supports the trade bill, but says he's concerned that Republicans have the votes to pass it without the worker retraining legislation.
That would be more than unfortunate. That would be devastating to folks who are thrown out of work.
Jeffrey Schott is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington. He says the program does have critics. Some say companies should provide this assistance, not the government. And others say it's inefficient. In the end, though, it may be organized labor, a group that traditionally supports trade adjustment assistance, that scuttles the president's plan.
The big labor unions, you know, for tactical reasons, have basically pulled the rug out from under him.
It's unclear what's going to happen next. The worker retraining bill may come up for another vote this week. What is clear is that if it doesn't pass within the trade package, the original program could die. It needs to be reauthorized by the end of September. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.